This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A U.S. official has told VOA the Pentagon is making plans to bring home more American troops in the coming weeks, leaving 2,500 troops in Afghanistan and 2,500 troops in Iraq by mid-January. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller says the U.S. will pull more than 2,500 troops from Afghanistan and 500 from Iraq by January 15th, leaving about 2,500 in each.
I celebrate this day as we continue the president's consistent progress in completing the mission we began nearly two decades ago.
But the plan falls short of the president's pledge to end the wars and runs counter to his guidance that pullouts be based on conditions, not the calendar. Some GOP leaders and U.S. allies have been warning against a rash withdrawal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iraqi police say four Katyusha rockets landed in Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone, and security officials say the attack targeted the U.S. embassy. A military statement says seven Katyusha rockets were fired, four that fell inside the green zone, and three outside, killing a child and wounding five people. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden met Tuesday with his national security advisors, but not government intelligence analysts, as President Donald Trump continues to block the Democrats' transition to the presidency. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris discussed global issues with their diplomatic, intelligence, and defense experts, according to Biden transition officials. Numerous Republican lawmakers have said in recent days that government intelligence officials should be briefing Biden ahead of his